Welcome to the Sigma Femme podcast. We're so honored to have you here and want to thank you for choosing to step up your life and business while being unapologetically you. The Sigma Femme is neither a leader nor a follower. She is committed to living her life, her way. She has charisma and unstoppable power like no other. Let's expand the Sigma Femme community together. Now here's your host, Hayley Forbes.
Hi everybody and welcome back to the Sigma Femme podcast. I am so excited to be back here after a long, unplanned, overdue break. There is a reason for that, and that is what we are going to actually be focusing this season on, and that is what is going on behind the business. I have worked in this online business space for over 10 years now. I am fascinated with people and how they show up for themselves and the decisions they make and how they move themselves through certain situations, and that has just intensified since being in this online space and since making friends with a lot of people who on the surface are getting a lot of success in their life, and it looks very good from the outside looking in, and it's also good behind the scenes, but there's more behind the scenes that is going on that I think we can really talk about, and we can bring these topics out into the public because these are the things that can actually change people's lives, having these conversations. I was on a retreat lately and we were on a cruise, and I was sitting with my friends, my peers, seven-figure earners, multi-seven-figure earners, and one of the things that we all really bonded on was the grief that we've had in our life, whether that's from loss of self, or that's going through some hard situations and navigating some situations in life that feel hard and heavy, and how we walked ourselves through that while holding a business, while holding everybody else, and also the conversation around whether we've got a duty or not as business owners to share this side of things. And one thing that we really decided on and anchored in on as more people need to know this stuff, more people need to be part of these conversations, because I think it's actually really damaging for a lot of people who come into the online space, come into entrepreneurship, and they only see the highlight reel, they only see the flashy things, it looks all exciting, and they come in and then they're shocked when the reality is things go wrong. Things go wrong in business, in life, things happen that you have to then build the emotional mastery around. And I think that if you have that understanding coming into this business, you're just more prepared and you're better aware. And then also when you do navigate something like that, you don't feel like there's something wrong with you. You don't feel like you're doing something wrong because you're not loving every single second of your business. The Sigma Femme podcast, the first season was amazing. We were really diving into money mindset. And if you've listened to that season, thank you for listening. If you've not, go back and listen to it. It was incredible. I decided to take a break at the end of last year. So almost a year ago now, decided to take a break. And it was just meant to be over Christmas. And then January came round and a few things were going on in business that actually really caused me a huge business trauma and forced me to sit and question whether I really wanted this business or not, and whether I wanted to pursue the business and the way that I was doing it, and if I wanted to keep on going forward with that. And I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of what that is. There was just a lot of giving of myself and not upholding certain boundaries, and then allowing people in situations to take advantage of that, and then questioning myself off the back of that. So one thing that I have always been an advocate for is creating happiness in your life above all else. Above all else, that's why we do this. That's why we go after this success. That's why we get the homes that we want to live in. That's why we create the money that we want to create, because we want to achieve more happiness and we want to intensify that as well, right? I always think like living in alignment and creating life on your terms is about creating a life that you feel happy to live. And that's something that I've always intentionally done, regardless of the situation. Regardless of what situation I'm in, I have been in the homeless system. I have had no money. I've had to choose between paying for gas or paying for food. I have lived in properties where we didn't have money for flooring right away. I have had that. I've navigated business while going through one of the biggest losses that anybody can ever go through, and showed up for client calls anyway, done the work anyway. I have held a lot in my life, I've navigated a lot in my life, and happiness has always been something that I come back to again and again and again and again. And at the start of this year, a situation happened, and as I said, it caused a business trauma within me. And I remember I was at the cinema with the family, with the kids, and I was sitting in the cinema and I had to get up and leave for 5 minutes because I was literally having a panic attack. I couldn't breathe, I couldn't think. And what was bizarre is I was having a conversation with someone that was involved in this, and I remember sort of sharing this with her. And she said, like, oh, I'm glad to hear that, because it means like you're normal as well and you go through this as well. And I remember at the time, and I didn't really say anything, then I went home and I sat and thought about it, and I was like, that is wild that someone else would be glad that another human being is going through trauma and having panic attacks because it makes them feel better about going through their hard times. Like, what planet are we living in? But that is the society that we are around. People, negativity breeds negativity, and people want to see that you're struggling as well, so because it makes them feel better. I was like, there has to be a more empowering way to have this conversation. There has to be a more empowering way where we can share the struggles, but not celebrate that someone else is struggling. Like, that just is not good. That is not empowering. We can hold someone in it. We can see the human behind the business. We can send compassion and empathy. And it doesn't mean to say, like, someone else having happiness doesn't reflect on us. Someone else going through their thing doesn't reflect on us. I think that, like, someone else being more happy than you does not take away your happiness. It's the same with money. The argument that if you're wanting to call in more money in your life, there's so many people in the world who's struggling right now. Yeah, but you getting richer does not make them poorer. There are so many people that are chronically ill right now. You being healthy and getting healthier does not make them sicker. Actually, the more money that you get, the more success that you get, the more you can give back, the more you can give to society. The healthier you become, the happier you can become, the greater your capacity expands to help those people who are struggling. So this is where the seed started to get sown for this season. And as I said, at that time at the cinema, I also came home and said to my husband, and I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Because I was happy before this. How have I let business take me to a point where I can't even take my kids to the cinema because I'm so scared of the messages that could possibly be coming through, or the emails coming through that is saying that something else has went wrong? That was how strong that emotion was. And I just really had to sit with myself in that moment and really question, why am I doing this? Why are you doing this, Hayley? Because this is not worth your health, your happiness. This is not worth taking time away from being with your children. What is going on here? I think that I really needed that, and I really needed to sit on that, because two things happened. One, it made me reevaluate where was I giving in the business from a place of people pleasing still, and where had I started over giving and crossing my boundaries, so that what happened then when other people were crossing the boundaries, that was my fault. I had let that happen. It wasn't actually on them, it was on me. And where was that coming from? It was coming from trying to please everybody and putting myself last. again and again and again. This is a story that's played out my whole life, that if I just give to everybody else and make everybody else around me happy, I feel safer. It was a learned behavior from being a child. If I overgive of myself and make everybody else around me happier, then I feel safe. I feel safer. I'm happy. I was like the first person to put their hand up and say, I'm happy if I'm not getting as long as everybody else is happy, because that means safety to me. I remember having a conversation with my brother when he was still here and still alive, and I was having I fell pregnant with my second son, and he didn't agree with me getting pregnant again because I was really soaring in my career as a makeup artist in the film industry. There was talks of me traveling to Canada or America to go work in film studios, and he just didn't think that I could be amazing in my job and a good mum. And he was like, you're going to have to pick one or the other, and it's not fair. You're either ruining your career and ruining your life by having another kid, or you're going to ruin the kid's life by not being there for them. And although I massively disagree with that, and we had a big disagreement about it, I also had to sit with and think about the sort of the bigger context that was going on here as well, that I replied and said, the kids get from me, my career get from me. Like, then it's also Derek. So I was like, I give 100% to my business. I give 100% to my children. I give 100% to my relationships. Like, I show up for all the things and all the people. I was one of the best at what I did in the industry, all the way through college, all the way through university, top, 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 top. And I said, with pride, the only person that doesn't get is me. The only person that suffers is me, and I'm okay with that. And it just always stuck me from when I started doing personal development after that, that I was okay with that. Like, I thought that was an okay thing. That was a badge of honor to be like, I'm suffering, but everybody around me and everything around me is going amazing. I could see that was playing out as well. So that was playing out at this point in my business, is where am I overgiving to try and keep everybody else happy? And ultimately, what was happening was things were starting to crumble behind the scenes because I was trying to do too much for everybody else and not coming back and focusing on my alignment, what I wanted, how I wanted to do things, and being able to deliver in the way that felt in integrity and authentic to me and my delivery of things. So what I did is, one thing is looked at, one, do I want it? Do I still want to be here? And a conversation that we had about 6 months before, actually, we were over in Dubai, me, my coach, my peers, and we were sitting out for dinner. And again, these are a lot of high level women and their relationships and their careers and their success in life. And at that table, we were kind of talking about the things that go on behind the scenes and that not a lot of people talk about, but just the business problems that happen. And the more that you scale and grow, these business problems tend to scale and grow as well. The conversation just came up about when it's no longer about the money. So in the beginning, you run your business because you're excited. You're excited and you're eager to create the money as well. Like, I know for me, we needed that money to live off. So that was a driver. And I don't think money being a driver is a problem. I was passionate about it and I was driven by creating the money. And then there gets a certain point where you're like, I've built up enough success that I could scale back now, and I could choose not to put myself in the limelight so much. I could choose not to be in my business as much. I could choose to really pull back. So if that's not the driver and you don't need to be in it, why do you still continue to show up? If you're at the 8-figure level in your business and your life, why do you still show up when you still get the shit that comes with it? When you still have to go through that and navigate that, like, you need to have such a strong why to get yourself through that. And that is really what we spoke about at the dinner table that day. And it really came back to mission and purpose. A lot of the people in the coaching world especially got into coaching because they wanted to help other people. They wanted to help other people. They wanted to help other people see that they could achieve anything that they desired, that they could work through things. And that desire and that mission never goes away. And it's sometimes just coming back to that and remembering that it's not about the one problem, or it's not about the one client that is out of integrity, or it's not about the one team member that is causing you a headache. It's not about that. It's about the person that sends you a message after being in one of your programs and they're like, you absolutely changed my life. I used to be here and now I'm here and you changed my life. That's what it's about. That is who it's for. When you're so stuck in like everything going wrong, it's so easy to forget why you do what you do. But that's why you have to be anchored into your mission. You have to come back to that. You're not doing it for you. You're doing it for your mission. You're doing it for something that's way bigger than you. What do you want to be known for? If you could leave like one message on the world, what would it be? What would you be known for? For me, it's to help people see that they can create their life on their terms, whatever that looks like. Whatever it looks like. There's a reason in my Instagram bio, at this time anyway, it says, I help you do whatever the fuck you want. Like, if you want to be bare feet and run about on the beaches and like live this holistic, minimalist life, amazing. I will absolutely support you in that. And if you want to live a city life with luxe and opulence, then I will absolutely support that as well. But is it in alignment with you? Right, so we've got the couple of conversations going on here. Is the conversation around, why do you still do it when these things come up? Is it worth it? And the conversations like this, that how can we have these conversations so that people don't feel as alone when they're going through that? I crumbled everything, got rid of everything that was out of alignment, cleaned up everything in the business, messaging who I was bringing into my world, the team, the processes, everything shifted. And I came back in March and I went from having 50 people in a program to 302 people in an instant. From realigning back in with my mission, my message, and getting back out there. So like, I will fight anybody who says it's just strategy. It is not. It's when you're anchored in to what you're doing, why you're doing it, and doing it in alignment with you. And the business has been scaling since then. Personal life, everything has been going really well. And I see now as well the emotional mastery that I learned going through that. I remember I reached out to my coach with a specific situation and she's like, congratulations. This is like a rite of passage. This happens at every single point in someone's business. So that's amazing that's happened. And this is like one of the worst things that I could think of. And she's like, amazing. That's so good. And I now see it's like the emotional mastery of that, that now when things go quote unquote wrong in the business, I'm able to hold it so much stronger and so much differently because I know I've navigated through that. So then I know the things that get me back in alignment again is looking at what has been out of alignment. Am I happy in all the areas of my life? How does personal life and business life come together? Is there anything I need to do moving forward? Is there anything in the back end, the systems? Do I need to lean on support somewhere? These things. And knowing that ultimately I'm going to be okay and I'm going to come through the other side of it has been just absolutely huge. And I will continue to grow and develop as a business owner because of these kind of things. If you're listening, I want you to know you do not have to struggle to triumph. You do not have to go through hard times to get good times, but also believe that the hard times will help create you into something even stronger than you could imagine. The hard times will be the reason that you can sit on a call with a client and look them in the eye and say to them with 100% honesty, I know that you will get through this because you've got through it yourself. They build us up, the embodiment of who we are and what we do. When you have to question if it's all worth it and you come back and you ask yourself that and you're on the edge of you could give it all up and you don't, anchors you back in with a knowing of you're here for a reason. You are doing this for a reason. And as I say, at the start of your business, I think that's really easy. I think it's easy to get excited about all the things when you're in the beginning stages, but who are you when it's not exciting anymore? Who are you when things start to go wrong? Because that's when you'll really see that strength of character within you. I heard a quote recently. It's like, it's so true. And it's something to think of anytime someone else is projecting onto you, but also just to notice how you hold yourself through situations as well. And it says that a person doesn't truly show themselves to you, like show who they are to you, until they don't get what they want from you. it just hit me because you'll often see that people will be nice, 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 very loving, very loving, very loving. Well, you're giving them exactly what they want. And then the second they don't get what they want anymore, you're the worst thing in the world. You're the worst person in the world, especially for me. I'm a line five in human design, so I'm a 5-1 projector. And that five line really can be something to navigate. It's something I love. I love being a 5-1, but there's a lot of navigating certain situations with that as well. But I just see that. I see how, where is that true for when people have been in my life? And it's actually my people pleasing that has allowed them to be nice. And then the minute that I hold a boundary, their true self comes in. And then if that's coming in, where am I making it about me? Because it was never about me. It was never about me. The only thing that I'd done wrong in that situation was not hold that boundary to begin with. And then also self-reflecting and looking at in on myself, is there any time that I act like that? Is there any time where I am happy when I'm happy and when I'm not getting what I want, I'm like, like business is going amazing, so everything's going amazing, so I'm really happy, and then it's not, and now I'm going to spit my dummy out. Now I'm going to like, bratty, this isn't how I wanted it to be. Now I'm not happy. Because anytime we fall into that, we give our power away, and it can be so easy. You've maybe heard the saying, like, it's not faith until it looks like it's not working. It's not faith until it looks like it's not working. It's not courage if it doesn't scare you. It's not bravery if you're not feeling afraid and you do the thing anyway. These are the times when you show up for yourself, when it's a struggle, when it's hard, the way you navigate that, that is when you show yourself a next level of courage, of conviction. It's like, can you be grateful for your life and through your life, even in the moments that you don't feel like being grateful? Can you hold gratitude through those? It's not being grateful for those things. As I say, I've been through loss, I've been through hardship. I'm not grateful for those things. I don't believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that sometimes shit things just happen. But I believe that how we grow from that, the lesson we take from that, how we move ourselves through that is everything. It's like, can you not be grateful for the thing happening, but can you have gratitude through it? Can you have gratitude through it? Because that is what will get you through everything. There is always someone who's worse off than you. And there's always someone who's better than you. So are you going to keep on feeling like sorry for yourself that life and business is really hard right now because X, Y, and Z, and you fall into victimhood? They've got it easier than me. Well, you've got it easier than someone else as well. And this isn't about toxic positivity. This isn't about beating yourself up. This is the reason we're having these conversations behind the business, is to give you strength and give you power in those moments that is hard. It's to say, don't be ashamed of them. You don't have to like push your way past them and push your way through, but you do have to hold yourself through it, right? You do have to walk alongside yourself in those moments. So this season, this series, I got on a lot of peers, there's mentors, there's clients that's coming on to this to really have conversations about who they really are behind the brand and the situations that they have navigated, and they're still here. And how did they navigate? And how did they grow through that situation? I think it's something that's really powerful to pay attention to and powerful to listen into, because you're not alone. Some days will feel easy and some days will feel hard. You're not alone. Some days you will fall into that victimhood. But it's looking at the proof. If other people have navigated it, or other people have navigated situations like this, then I can navigate that as well. I can hold myself through that. It's letting go of looking at people online and thinking they've got a better life or a better business, or it's easier for them, because you're just giving your power away again and again and again, and actually coming back to, what is it you want? What is it that you want? What is it that you desire? And can you be committed to that through it all? Can you take the radical responsibility to pivot, to look at what's next, to take the lesson, to see the learning, and then move through that and move on with that as well? Because here's the thing, when it comes to your business, there is always going to be issues. I was speaking with an amazing mastermind client today, and she made a big decision in her business and she has decided it's not in alignment with her. So we are completely revamping and really going back to basics as well and coming, bringing like the fun and excitement and things back into business, she was sharing that she was quite embarrassed because she really shared this thing with excitement and made it a really big thing, a really big, exciting thing. And she feels like she's failed. And I was like, the only problem there is you expect her not to fail. Because in business, you are going to fail. And you're going to fail a lot through a lot of things. The goal isn't to never have upset in your business. The goal is not to never have struggle in your business. It's not to never fail in your business. Those things are going to happen. If you have a business, those things are going to happen. The goal is to fail faster. The goal is to see a fail and go, interesting. Let's get curious around why that happened and how I'm going to navigate this. How I'm going to hold myself through this. Because if you're looking for an easy ride, entrepreneurship is not the space for you. But at the exact same time, can you believe that it gets to be the easiest thing in the world? Because I say again and again and again, and everybody that comes into my world, like my mastermind, my mini mind, my one-to-one clients, they're in my world for a couple of sessions and then suddenly they're getting clients paying them in full, and they're getting signups for their programs and selling out offers and pre-sales, and they're like, Hayley, this is what you meant by it gets to be easy. I'm like, yes. I don't mean that you don't do the work. I don't mean that there's not failures or struggles. What I mean by it gets to be easy is it gets to feel easy. When you're in alignment with the way you want to work, the way you want to live your life, when you're in alignment with doing things your way and on your terms, and coming back to the gratitude, coming back to the celebration, then that's when it feels easy. No one is happy all the time because their life is perfect all the time. That is just not realistic. But can someone be happy all the time? Yes, because they choose to be happy. The affirmation that I write every single morning, my first affirmation is, I choose to be happy and love myself today, because it is a choice. And you have to get honest with yourself and you have to get real with yourself, because every single decision in this world has consequences. You just have to be aware of the pros and consequences of each choice and make it consciously. That doesn't mean to say blame someone else. That doesn't mean to say like, oh, well, this excuse or that excuse or that excuse, or it's because this is hard or because that happened or that happened. It's like, yes, these things happen. And now what? What are you going to choose now going forward? What is your conscious choice? And are you okay with the consequences? It's like when it comes to the question or the decision to invest in your business or not, can you invest in your business and know that you could invest in your business and it could be the best thing that you ever do? And can you invest in your business and not get the results that you hope for and still trust yourself to be okay? And then on the other side, can you not invest in your business and actually you go alone and maybe that ends up being a perfect thing for you, but also can you not invest in your business and then be okay when you see everybody else that invested get their results quicker and faster than you? And neither is saying that it's guaranteed. Neither is right or wrong. There are no right or wrong decisions in life and business. There's only conscious choices, making conscious choices, being okay with the pros and cons and being okay with sitting with yourself at the end of the day. Because that is the only thing you have control over. And that is what we're going to be exploring in a lot more depth in this season of Behind the Business, sharing the highs, the lows, what it took to get there, what we wish people understood or could see, and really the human behind the brand as well. Because even if you've got a personal brand, there is a version of you online and there is a version of you that's the human side behind. And I think if we just all start reminding ourselves that we are human and so is everybody else, and if we held more compassion for ourselves and more compassion for others and made those conscious choices with that self-awareness, the world would be a much, much better and happier place. So with that, I am excited to welcome you all back into the Sigma Femme world, and I am sure you're going to absolutely love the guests that we have got coming on. So this is going to be a weekly series. It drops every Wednesday. I am excited for you to be plugged in. If you listen, if this has given you any aha moments or food for thought, come and send me a DM on Instagram at the Sigma Femme. I love to hear that you guys are listening to this. Have the best rest of your week, and I will catch up with you soon.
That was the Sigma Femme podcast with Hayley Forbes. To find out how Hayley can help you step into the next level of you and scale your business more than you ever thought possible, visit HayleyForbesCoaching.com. That's HayleyForbesCoaching.com.